20-year-old jazz pianist Eldar is here with his trio to play live today. His talent at his age now is extraordinary, and he has recently released his third album for Sony Classical called Reimagination. He started playing in his native Kyrgyzstan at the age of 3, and his talent led him to study in the U.S. and later move here to Kansas City at the age of 10. We'll hear a bit of his story after this live performance of I Remember When. This is Eldar from his latest album, Reimagination.
Eldar, welcome to the World Cafe.
Great to be here.
What's the name of that piece?
That was actually the opening track of the new record, Reimagination, and that was entitled I Remember When.
Reimagination is an interesting album. I want to talk about how you put it together, but I think we have to set the scene first. Folks maybe get a better understanding of what's going on here. I'm not sure how old the material I read. You just turned 20, or you're?
Yeah, just actually. Well, it's been a while that I turned 20. My birthday's in January.
And you've been playing piano since?
I started playing the piano when I was about 5 years old. And to begin with, I was very lucky to have wonderful parents. They were very musical. My mom was actually like the quintessential piano teacher, the quintessential Russian piano teacher, that from the very beginning taught me the basics from certain proper approaches to the world of playing the piano from a very classical perspective, from sensibilities to touch to technique. All those things were something that I was developing early on with my mother. And at the same time, a father was actually the main influence behind jazz, because he would have a pretty wide collection of jazz records, and especially a lot of piano players.
Who do you have?
He'd have Oscar Peterson and Bill Evans and Chick Corea, and because he was growing up at the time in the Soviet Union, he had to kind of, you know, get those records not in the most traditional sources, because you couldn't really barge into a record store and get a jazz record. So he always found his ways, you know, to fuel his passion, which was jazz. And over his years, it was something that he would collect by the time I was, you know, born.
Now, do you remember when your desire to play changed from classical? Because clearly you were developing the technique to improvising and doing jazz.
You know, when I was very young, I wasn't really trying to discriminate too much between the styles. That seemed to be rather unimportant to me. And I think the older I grow up, the more I tend to look at that concept as something that, you know, music should be music in the first place, not labels or categories or boxes that sometimes people or, you know, certain musicians impose upon the music, upon the artistry. And to me, classical and jazz was something that I really grew up. That was kind of where all my roots were at the beginning. Jazz sonically, because mm-hmm. those were the records, and classical in approach, because classical, a lot of the times, from a early age, and the classical point of view kind of brings that discipline out from technique and from touch. And those are the things that I think I kept and tried to develop in the jazz playing. And so there's a certain mentality that was crossing over from one to the other. And the actual creation of the music, from the freedom to playing exactly what's written on the page, had a lot in common to me.
Now, this early playing, this was in Kyrgyzstan?
This was in Kyrgyzstan.
Now, how did you get from Kyrgyzstan to where you are here now?
When I was about 10 years old, my family moved to Kansas City. And Kansas City was the first hometown in America that my parents moved. And that was kind of like the town where I grew up, not only musically, but personally at the same time, because by the time I got to Kansas City had a fantastic music scene. There were numerous jazz musicians and jazz teachers, and especially the older cats, you know, they were so supportive of the young musicians of any sort. And so when you'd come in into a club or a certain spot that they were playing at, they'd always try to get you to come up onto the stage and play a few tunes with them, and that would be a time for you as a young kid, you know, to learn and, you know, just kind of check the show out, check the bands out, and learn the music.
So we're talking about a 12-year-old in jazz clubs?
that was a really beautiful scene, you know what I mean? Because those some of those musicians are some of the people that I still play today with, as a matter of fact. Some of the same musicians that I would record today with, and those are those are the things that really influence you as a person, you know, when you're so young, because your conscious life begins, you know, a little later as you develop in your teens.
Why did your family come here when you were 10?
I think a lot of it had to do with a certain perspective of continuing my musical studies to give me a certain chance at life, give me a certain opportunity to do what I love to do, and to give me an opportunity to play music.
Well, I understand a good thing has happened lately, and that is that the folks playing with you today are the band, which is it's great to have people you're playing with a lot.
Today, I'm so thankful to have Harish Raghavan on the bass and Aaron McClendon on the drums.
Excellent. Well, why don't you do another piece? You want to do another one from Reimagination?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll do this is a tune that I recorded on Reimagination in tribute to one of biggest influences for me musically, and one of my favorite musicians of all time, Oscar Peterson. And this is one of his tunes entitled Place Saint-Henri.
Eldar is playing live for us today on the World Cafe, and that's a tribute to Oscar Peterson. That's on Reimagination, his latest album, Place Saint-Henri. Man, that's beautiful. Did Peterson play in all those styles, a little stride in there, all kinds of things going
on?
Yeah,
man, there's several versions of him that I heard, but the first one that I heard was trio record, and many times after that I heard him play solo piano, that particular tune, and every time he'd play, there would be all those things that, all those inexplicable things that Oscar would do that would be so appealing to me as a musician and as a listener.
Our guest is Eldar on the Cafe today. Thanks a lot for playing live. It's a real treat to
thank you, man,
to sit here. Eldar, our guest, and I'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.